Here is the file from the Côte d'Or departmental archives. On it is written Château de Châteauneuf, 1289 to 1456. Ah, medieval documents. Difficult to use, often illegible, but our only source of information for this period. Ah yes, it's written on parchment. They have the characteristic feel of animal skins, and the ink keeps very well. Oh look, I see there are seals hanging from the sheet by a piece of parchment or by a ribbon. The wax seal is fragile, but it has preserved the heraldic shield well. There is no doubt it belongs to the Châteauneuf family. Let's see what's here. These are real treasures. Administrative documents. Wonderful. We have the decisions of the lords of Châteauneuf covering almost two centuries. Oh yes, it's like a notarial deed today. They insist on the names, places, date of the decision. Let's read the one from 1289 for a moment to see. It is written in old French. I can make out elements of Latin vocabulary, but the grammar and spelling are different. And I can see names and dates. Now let's look at the 15th century documents. They are written in Middle French. I recognize the sentence structure and the vocabulary better. In any case, for a paleographer like me, the Gothic script is easy to read because it is very neat and regular, not like in the 17th century. Here at the beginning is the standard wording, Philippe, by the grace of God, Duke of Burgundy, Count of Flanders, etc., let it be known to all present, and at the end, actually he ends with a saying befitting his oversized ego, attesting to princely power, for such is at my good pleasure. But I also have to read between the lines and find out what has been omitted in the legal act. All these elements will enable me to advance in my investigation. Even if it does not always succeed, it will allow me to ask myself the right questions. Here is a letter patent of the Duke of Burgundy from 1456. It authorizes Philip Pot to take possession of the seigneury of Châteauneuf. How is that possible? It is incredible. I already learned from another document that this estate was confiscated by the Parliament of Paris. What audacity or magnificent confirmation of the Duke's independence from the King's decisions!